From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting the European Commission unveils a plan to deal with a huge influx of refugees. The plan includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a de facto fine. The plan has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European nations that have defied previous calls from the European Union for all members to accept a portion of the refugees. The proposals, including a recommendation to remove restrictions on visa-free travel for Turkish nationals, will be set up for a vote by the European Parliament in June. With Britain due to vote next month on whether to leave the European Union, a cross-party group of British lawmakers has warned that negotiations on an exit could take a decade. The report by the House of Lords EU Committee predicts that leaving the bloc would entail lengthy and difficult negotiations. But the campaign to quit the European Union says it would be in Europe's interest to strike a quick trade agreement with Britain due to the size of British market for goods such as French wine and German cars. Russia says it will deploy 3 divisions of troops along its borders to counter NATO's increasing military presence in Eastern Europe. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that the new divisions will be stationed along Russia's western and southern borders. Shoigu gave no details about the size and timing of the new Russian deployment or where the troops would be stationed. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said this week that NATO is considering stationing a force of about 4,000 troops in Poland and 3 Baltic states, all of which are members of NATO. This is VOA News. Russian artillery units participated in Wednesday's battles in the Syrian city of Aleppo. It was the fiercest ground fighting in a year between rebel groups and the forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government. The city had already suffered 2 weeks of government airstrikes. Rebel commanders say it is the first time Russian ground troops have assisted Syrian government forces outside the coastal province of Latakia or at Palmyra. The development came as the U.S. State Department said the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement to extend a cessation of hostilities in Syria to Aleppo, while acknowledging that there have been reports of continued fighting in some locations. Here is State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
Our aim here, ultimately, is to get this cessation back into credible enforcement or credible state in the next coming days and weeks.
Mark Toner. Officials of the United States and 11 other countries have met in Germany to discuss their campaign against the Islamic State group. In a statement after the meeting, the officials reaffirmed their support for helping defeat IS in the Iraqi cities of Mosul and Raqqa. They called on Iraqi political leaders to commit themselves to the reconciliation of the nation's political factions. Following his victory in Tuesday's Indiana primary, businessman Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidency. His last remaining opponent, Ohio Governor John Kasich, has scheduled a late-day news conference in which he is expected to pull out of the race. Some Republicans are continuing to voice opposition to Trump. Numerous opinion surveys show Democrat Hillary Clinton would defeat Trump in a general election. Collectively, the polling gives Clinton about a 6 percentage point edge over Trump. American University's James Thurber says it will be hard for Trump to beat Clinton this November in 9 key states.
It will get very close in the polls in those 9 battleground states. It's going to be very hard for him to win ultimately. He's alienated non-whites in America.
James Thurber. Egyptian journalists are calling for the dismissal of the country's interior minister following a police raid and the arrests of 2 journalists. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Wednesday near their union headquarters in Cairo, accusing the interior ministry of thuggery. The journalist union has demanded the release of all detained journalists and a presidential apology. They have threatened to strike if their demands are not met. A mixed bag of economic reports released Wednesday points to a sluggish but stable U.S. economy. U.S. companies added jobs last month at their slowest pace in 3 years, that according to payroll processor ADP. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.